Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right, everybody, you decided you're going to build a brand new home. You're excited about it. You've spent a lot of time researching it. You're really prepared. But guess what? Even the most prepared people that build a home still have regrets after it's all done. Heck, even myself, building my home, it's been 20 years now since I built my home. You always have regrets after you finish the build. Certain things you could have done differently, things you wish you would have added. And of course, you know, after many, many years of living in a home, you're always going to have different thoughts pop into your brain. So with that, we're going to go over 10 common regrets with your new home and see if we can help solve some of the regret issues on a home build. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying most people, when they build a home, they typically get hung up on some numbers when they're starting. And after they start the process, of course, they tend to keep adding things back into their home and usually go above their budget. And the thing you have to keep in mind with building is, you know, when you're first buying it, you're looking at that number and you're saying, I want to stay under $700,000, or I want to stay under, you know, $600,000 for my home. But you have to remember, this is something you're going to use every day. You're going to live in it. It's the biggest investment you're ever going to make in your life. And a lot of times, the cost to add something, when you look at your 30-year mortgage, it really isn't that much more money. It might only be a few dollars a month, maybe a cost of a cup of coffee or a cost of going out to lunch one time. And you may want to revisit whether that's really important for you or not, because it's always more expensive to add it later. So let's talk about 10 instant common regrets that you have after home building that we've heard from people. All right. The first one is not upgrading your laundry room. Believe it or not, this is a pretty common regret because it's one of the most ignored rooms in a new home build. Everybody's thinking about their master bath. They're thinking about their kitchen, their great room. They're not thinking about the laundry room. Laundry rooms tend to be one of the smallest rooms in the home. And some of the biggest regrets that people have is not putting in folding counters, not having space for hanging clothes. Some regret the placement of their washer and dryer. A lot of times, if you're not paying attention to it, you can have them switch the opposite way, which is what I did. I went with the pedestals in my home, and I realized that we're both right-handed, and it was set up where it would work better left-handed, so we had to go and pay somebody to switch the doors out. But just having more space in general for the laundry room is also a big thing. You do a lot of work in there, and it's nice to have a very usable space. So pay attention to your laundry room design. Make sure it has the elements that you're going to need in there to get all the work done. Make sure it's got good bright lighting, great floors, sink if you need it, and make sure that the workflow is on point, because that is a huge regret for a lot of people. The second instant regret for a new home is using dark colors. I know dark is really on trend right now. A lot of houses are getting painted black on the outside. For a while, a lot of people are using the really, really dark ebony colored hardwood floors. And while those look chic, they look in. Dark colors, unfortunately, in new homes show everything. If you've got a really dark floor and you've got a pet, you're going to hate it because they're going to be fur all over the floor. You're going to see paw prints. And anytime your kids come in from outside and they walk on the concrete and they leave their shoes on and they walk through your floors, you're going to see the little white footprints on the dark floors. So be careful about those dark colors. Same goes for wall colors as well. You paint a really dark color on a wall, it can certainly set a mood, but dark colors absorb light and can make the room feel a lot darker. And especially when you get into winter and the short days, those dark colors sometimes can be a drag on your house. So be careful with your dark colors. The next common regret for homes, not paying attention to your window placement or window sizes. Listen, I get it. There's a lot of different things you got to think about when you're building a home. And a lot of people just don't pay attention to the windows. They might say, hey, you know, I'm going to upgrade my windows and put a better quality in. That's great. But most people don't spend a lot of time thinking about the location of their windows and how they're placed. You know, a lot of times people have windows in their family room and they want them bigger, so they put bigger windows in, but now they're so big they go below their sofa that they're putting against the wall. And now you gotta reach way down below to crank out your window. That could be an issue that's solved early. Or you might have a beautiful cross breeze the way your home is situated. If you would only put that one window on the side of your home, that's not there. I did this in my home. You know, I have woods all around me. I don't have a window on the side of my great room, and I regret it every day because I have wildlife in my backyard that walks around my house, and sometimes I want to see, keep watching it, and when it walks around the side of my home, I have to walk out of my family room into my office to the small window that's there to look out the window. And for the cost of a couple $100, I could have had another window there. But also pay attention to the size of your windows. And most of the time, this is listed right on your blueprint. It'll have the width and the length of your window on the blueprint. And a lot of times, you can make a window a little bit larger. So instead of necessarily adding another window, just by putting in a larger size window, you can really create a lot more light in the home. And it's a lot cheaper to just make a window, you know, 6 inches or a foot taller than it is to add a whole nother window. So look at those window sizes, look at the placement of them, you know, and consider what you're going to do there. If you know you're going to put a couch on the wall, you may want to start the bottom of that window height a little bit higher so that it's just above the height of your sofa rather than be below it. Or for example, if you have a beautiful lake lot, you may want to make sure that back wall is as much glass as possible to take advantage of the stunning views you have. And making those windows just a little bigger is going to help tremendously. All right. The next common regret on a home is focusing too much on the little stuff. And what I mean by this is a lot of people get hung up on, I'm going to put this kind of outlet here. I want this specific faucet. And that's great. You're going to use it a lot. It's important. A lot of times those are things that can be changed without a lot of difficulty later. So you really want to put your focus and effort early on the big things, the big spaces in the home, the heights of things, stuff that you can't really go back and change later. Okay, so maybe it's making the room a little bigger. Maybe it's putting in that 9-foot basement instead of the 8-foot basement. Maybe it's putting in that extra closet in the home to give you the storage that you need versus adding in, you know, a whole batch of outlets or things like that. Now, that stuff's certainly important, but I always say figure out the big things first, and we can always add more of the little stuff in. You get a bonus at work and you want to put some more outlets in and we're early in the build, no problem. That's easy to do. So stop focusing on the little stuff. Make sure you get the big stuff handled first. All right, the next regret when people build is that they ignore the room sizes and the functionality of the rooms. And this one can be a little harder to figure out, but sometimes people are, again, watching costs. They don't want to make a room bigger. You know, sometimes it's not tremendously more expensive to add a foot or two out the back of the home if it works with the design and make a space a little bigger. You know, a lot of people are selling their homes to get rid of their 10 by 10 bedrooms so they can have a 10 by 13 bedroom for their kids or 11 by 13 bedroom. So room sizes are important. You know, we all have a lot of stuff. We all want bigger things. You know, as your kids get older, they don't like the little twin bed anymore. They might want a full or a queen size bed. And those tiny bedrooms just aren't going to do it for you. So watch those room sizes. And then also look at the usage of rooms. Just because a home has a dining room in it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to use it as a dining room. Just because somebody arbitrarily put that on the plan doesn't mean it's so. You can turn that dining room into an office with a few minor tweaks. Closing an opening, maybe adding a door to it, that can be easily done. So look at your room usages as well as the sizes of them. And if you can, if you got furniture you know that you're going to put in it, you know, map it out, scale it out, see how much space that sofa would take up in your room, and see if that's really the way you want to lay it out in the future. Or maybe if that room was a foot bigger, maybe you wouldn't have to worry about it. So look at those room sizes before you go too far and you start building the home and you can't change it. All right, the next instant regret on building and completing your home is your flooring choices. Now, again, people will spend some time figuring out flooring, I get it, but a lot of times you're not really looking at all the fine details until it's too late. And what I mean by this is simple. There's a lot of times where there's transitions in flooring. You might go from a family room to a bedroom hallway to a bedroom. And some people don't pay attention to that type of flooring. Now, visually, you may want to do, let's say you've got a hardwood floor in your foyer and it stops in the foyer. You visually may want to extend it into the bedroom hallway, makes it look better, more clean. Or you may regret doing that, as you know, hardwood floors are a little bit noisier. All of a sudden you're walking down a bedroom hall with your shoes on and you're waking your kids up. So you've got to think of how you're going to use the home and what kind of flooring you're going to have in it. But look at those transition spots especially. So let's say an area between a bathroom and a bedroom. What types of floors there? Are they going to be similar in heights? Are they going to be different? Could be a tripping hazard if you're not careful with it. Or you may get a yucky transition strip that helps break the difference up. You may want to look at areas like between the foyer and the family room, or between the dinette and the family room. And just making sure you have the appropriate type of flooring in all those areas. But the other thing to be careful of is with flooring is with your carpet. Most people do have carpet in their homes, of course. But some people pick a really light, bright carpet, and of course that's very bright and welcoming and probably looks really amazing when you first put it in. But if you've got kids or a lot of people walking through an area, it's most likely going to get a bad traffic pattern. So you may want to pick a carpet that has some texture to it, some alternate colors in it, so that it doesn't show every little part and piece. And I've had a lot of people come back and say, I wish I would have went darker with my carpet, or I wish I would have had more speckles in my carpet, as I see everything and it bothers me. I feel like I have to vacuum every day. So be careful of your flooring choices. The next common regret with a new home is not thinking about your TV and low voltage wiring and placement. And this is definitely an issue for a lot of people. They'll put in some low voltage jacks and things like that, but they don't really think about where exactly their TV is going to go. And a lot of times, for a small cost, you can put a second jack in. So a lot of times people are thinking about, do I want to put my TV above my fireplace? Do I want to put it next to the fireplace? Well, if you're not sure, spend that $80 or $90 and put a second jack in, and then you can put it in either spot. And you may have it there for 6 months and hate it and then want to move it. Well, it's really easy to do that at that point. But also think about things like cameras. If you're going to want to put a camera in, you're going to want internet to it. You're going to want power to it. Add those jacks in now. It's so much cheaper. Another thing you got to think about with TVs, if you're going to mount it on a wall, you have to understand that it's always hard to get it exactly center, because a lot of times with these TV mounts, they have to go on or in between studs. And you don't always know up front exactly where the studs are going to line up until the home is built. So keep that in mind. Sometimes you have to either find a mount that will allow you to adjust it left or right, or be able to pivot it so that you can get it in your home just the way you want it. But definitely look at your low voltage and wiring placement in your home to make sure that you're nailing everything the way you need it to be. All right, we got two more common regrets for home builds. And the next regret is right along with the low voltage, and that's not adding enough outlets in your home. Homes are wired per code, and outlets are typically about every 8 feet per bedroom. A lot of times hallways require one outlet. Most new homes have one outlet in the garage. This is certainly adequate for a lot of people, but for someone that uses a lot of power in their home, if you have a lot of things that you plug in, you rely on technology, it's probably not going to be enough for you. Here's just some small things that you may want to list out as places where you want to put extra outlets in. First of all, the garage. Everybody's running battery-powered tools, things like that, or if they're hanging out in the garage and putting a radio in and different things, you're running the vacuum cleaner, you're doing all this stuff, you're going to need more than that one standard outlet in there. So you may want to plan on putting 3 or 4 additional outlets in your garage, not only for your power tools, but for plugging things in, for activities that you're going to do in there. You can never go wrong with additional outlets in your garage. Additionally, hallways. Isn't it annoying when you're running the vacuum in your home and you get partway through and you have to stop, and then you got to unplug your vacuum, walk all the way across the room you just started to vacuum, and plug it in somewhere else and start all over again? Sometimes just putting in that 1 or 2 extra outlets just can make a huge difference. Sometimes spacing them out, maybe putting 2 in the hallway, putting them, you know, kind of a quarter way in each direction, that'll give you so much more usage. If you've got an office, home office, definitely add more outlets in there. It's not going to cost you a lot of money. Maybe look at putting a quad outlet in a key area where you're going to plug in all your equipment, or look at a wall that maybe has one outlet on it and split those and put two in there just to get some extra space. It gives you options on how to decorate and move the room around. It also gives you some more power options, and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. So definitely look at those outlet placements, even in bathrooms. You know, ladies, if you got your hair dryer, your hair straightener, other devices that you're using, that one outlet isn't going to really get it done. Maybe you want to put an outlet inside the drawer, or put an outlet in the cabinet where you can hide some of your things. Last but not least, for common regrets, not future-proofing your house. There's some really easy things you can do to future-proof your home. It doesn't cost a lot of money. For example, here's just a couple. Put a chase pipe in from the basement all the way to the attic. It's just a little tube that you can run in the walls, and it makes it so much easier to bring wires up and down through your house. That way, if you do need to add a cable jack, you need to add a wire, at least you don't have to pay somebody to cut the drywall, fish it in, then pay somebody to patch up the drywall and repaint it. That can be a very expensive outlet that you're adding if you don't have a chase pipe. Chase pipe can solve a lot of those issues. Cost you about $90, $100 to put it in up front. Not a big deal, but a big cost saver. The other thing that you can do with future-proofing is make sure that you're putting drains in appropriate areas. So if you are going to add a bathroom or a bar in the basement, make sure you put the drains in the concrete right away in the area you think you're going to put it in, because it's way more expensive to cut up the concrete and add it later. Also, if you're planning on expanding in the future, you may want to invest in putting in additional ducting into an area you think you might finish right away. That way, it's easier to frame around it, and it's all tied it right into your system right away. So that's another future-proofing thing that you can do. The other future-proofing thing is, we know electric cars are bigger and bigger. You may want to start adding in the wiring for a future electric vehicle charger, just in case you need it. Maybe family members stay over. You don't have to put the charging station in, but you can at least wire for it in case you ever want to add it in the future. Because again, it's cheaper to do it up front than to do it later on. So make sure you future-proof your home as well. So there you have it. There are 10 common regrets for your home build and a bunch of solutions for you to solve it. So hopefully this is helpful to you guys. If you are thinking about building or purchasing a home, make sure you look at all those different things and factor those into your decision so that you don't have the common regrets.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.